Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and an installment of 12 Habits. 12 Habits is a year-long project where together we'll strive to make or break habits each month. We all know there are habits and lifestyle choices that are good for us, yet trying to incorporate them into daily life can be so much of a challenge that they quickly fall by the wayside. And that can make you feel as though you are a failure, when in actual fact you are not. It is simply the method that's not quite right. There's nothing wrong with you at all. So in 12 Habits, we'll spend a month unpicking the challenges, figuring our way over, under, and through the barriers to making these habits stick, so that they can become parts of our lives in a way that's sustainable. Because there is no point trying to stick to a habit if you've chosen to do it in a way that you can't adhere to or maintain. And so for this habit, you can get involved by doing as little or as much as you want. All you have to do is take action towards something that A, you've been putting off, or B, frightens you a little bit. Because there's a chance if it frightens you a little bit, you've been putting it off. It can be anything from posting the card you've been meaning to send for months, finally putting that picture on the wall, having a difficult conversation with someone with the aim of moving forward positively, of course, updating your CV, to making a decision to hand in your notice or make a big life change. It could be any of those things, from small to pretty major. There are no right or wrong answers. This habit is about addressing the stuff that, for whatever reason, you've previously struggled to face head on. But in this episode, I wanted to acknowledge another type of procrastination that I hadn't even considered. And it's only from talking to friends this week and from my own organisational skills, or lack thereof, that I've really realised how filling time, even if one is doing, can also be a way of putting something, an obstacle, between you and the thing you want, should, or need to do. So this really kind of became very obvious this week for several reasons. But last year I read a really incredible book by John Lee Dumas called The Common Path to Uncommon Success, A Roadmap to Financial Freedom and Fulfillment. And I found it utterly motivating and thought, this is the book that's going to change my life. And it's packed with tips, including how to use your time in a way that's supremely efficient. It's actually brilliant. I think I even shared in one of the bullet points episodes how I was reading it and what I was taking from it. And one of the many things he does is he advocates diarizing everything and blocking out time in a way that allows you to torch through your tasks. And by diarizing everything, I mean workout, coffee, lunch, break, everything, even the smallest things, housework, everything goes in the diary. And one of the benefits to, well, I managed it for 2 weeks, but in the end, I actually found it pretty intense and just felt a bit burnt out and ended up going back to my old system, which probably wasn't the best idea. But recently, as I've been working with a team more and I'm accountable to other people, not just myself, about what I get done through the day, I've definitely noticed my productivity increasing hugely. And one of the benefits of working for yourself is not having to answer to anyone. But in this instance, I've come to realize that a little bit of accountability helps, because you can put time between you and the things that you need to do, because you can just say, yes, I'm busy. And there's no one to say, sure about that. If a task you're dreading falls off your to-do list a few times, there are no immediate consequences. There's no one there to raise their eyebrow at you or say, come on, Ems, buck up, get yourself working. Equally, not having a deadline is something I've always found makes things linger on. I've been saying for months, actually, I say months, it's probably over a year, that I'll start Patreon so that those who wish to can stream the podcast ad-free. I've looked at all the logistics, but I'm not quite sure how to do it. But I keep putting off taking the time out to get familiar with the back end of the system so that I can do it. Something that I've done with podcasting since the beginning, like I've figured out quite a lot. But something makes me not do this. It feels like a very big thing. It feels like a big commitment. Oh my goodness, I'm going to go behind Patreon. I'm going to go behind a paywall. That seems really scary. And so for that reason, I always prioritize tasks with a deadline or that need to be checked off during any working day so that everything gets done. And my brain can say, yeah, you're doing everything that you need to do. But deep down, I know that I'm also not doing things that would be helpful to me, which I guess is what this habit really comes down to. And it's easy to put these things off because in the grand scheme of things, you can file them under, it doesn't matter if I don't get them done today. That's kind of the crux of it. But inevitably, these things will eventually catch up with you, either because you have to get the task done in super quick time with less of a run-up, so you end up producing something or doing it in a way that makes you feel like you're maybe it's substandard or you wish you could have spent more time on it. Or equally, it could just be that you realize you've left it too late and you've missed out on an amazing opportunity or something similar. So my advice for this episode, if you are finding procrastination is getting in the way of you and your goals, or you're letting fear, time, unease, uncertainty stand between you and what you want, is just to try some accountability partners with the objective of making a better use of your time. Now, the obvious accountability partner is someone you know and trust. Get them on board, tell them what your goals are, and get them to keep you in check, hold you accountable, create a buddy system. It's why workout partners is such a hugely successful tactic when people have particular goals in the gym. And I think it's why people are obsessed with Peloton. Now, I don't have a Peloton, but everyone I know, not only who has a Peloton, is obsessed with a particular trainer and feels like not showing up to their classes is a sort of a wanton act of a defiance. So just like they're so good about turning up to that. I don't actually know how it works, whether they're scheduled or whether you can just access them at any time. But I do know that everyone I know is.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Attached emotionally to the trainer, and that's what gets them on the bike or whatever Peloton kit they particularly have. But if a Peloton, and if Peloton feels too much, it is very expensive. Forget about Pelotons. If a partner feels too much for now, a human being who you know, then there are many incredible apps that could help you out. I'm a fan of pen and paper when it comes to my to-do list, but apps like Asana, Monday.com, Smartsheet, Rike, ClickUp, and HubSpot all come highly recommended as great ways to get stuff done, even if the stuff you've been meaning to do isn't all that urgent. And I should just say at that point, when it comes to accountability partners, the other thing, quite a few, I've been using a coach recently, and several friends of mine are using coaches. There are many business and life coaches out there if you wanted to do a short stint with somebody to help you really refine what it is that you want to achieve. Everyone that I know who's working with somebody is like, it cannot say enough nice things about how useful it is. So bear that in mind if that's something. We had Kirsty Rayner on the show, and I'll put her details in the show notes, who is doing life coaching with people. And again, it's just helping you organize, having somebody objective look at things and say, oh, there's room to do that there, or maybe you need to look at this another way. So that can also be a really, really helpful resource. Now, this week, or last week, I should say, I went back to the system of diarizing everything in my online diary with the help of a new team member, Victoria. And last week, I couldn't believe how much got done. Notably, it was the reading research that I end up putting off until the weekend that made it into my working day. So if you're a long-time listener, you'll know I interview a lot of authors. And so I do the due diligence. I read their books before I speak to them because I don't want anyone to catch me out for not having read it. And because it's reading, I think that if I do it between the hours of 9 to 5, then I'm wasting my time. I should be doing something else. But actually, I allocated this into the diary and I got a third of a book read in a session. It was amazing. There was also an allocated hour for a walk outside, there was 45 minutes for a lunch break, and sessions to get through emails. A couple of sessions throughout the day to get through emails, which was really handy. And in fact, it was so productive that when I woke up on Saturday morning with nothing to do, because I usually work 7 days a week and there are usually tasks that I can't get done or think I can't get done during the working week. So I think, oh, well, that'll take me a couple of hours on a Saturday afternoon. No harm, no foul. But when I woke up on Saturday morning, I genuinely didn't know what to do with myself. And actually, that was a nice place to be, to think, oh, that's all done. That's all that's all neatly tied up in a bow. I can enjoy my weekend. And I realized that this procrastination wasn't just affecting work and my goals, but it was also affecting my free time. And it was affecting the fact that by always working on the weekends, I am probably not leaning into my social life as much as I should. So it's been a bit of a light bulb moment for me, this habit. I've got to say, I wonder if anyone else has been feeling something similar. So if your procrastination is less about any specific tasks and more about fitting everything in, then read that book. Try one of those apps and see how you get on. And obviously, let me know. Send me a voice memo to thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Let me know how things have been working out for you. All the links to the life coach, the apps, the book that I mentioned will be in the show notes. But please do let me know how you're getting on with this habit. I think from the messages I've been getting so far, it does seem that it's been quite confronting. And there was a little bit of sort of the beginning part of the habit has been quite frustrating for some people because it's made them go, yeah, I do know that I'm putting these things off. But they are now getting to the point where, having had a little bit of time to sort of lean into it, they are making progress and trying different approaches, and they're beginning to see headway and feel that they're making a real change. So that's really positive. So if that's your experience, please let me know. Like I said, all the links will be in the show notes. And if you want to email me, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, put 12 habits in the subject line. And you can also get in touch with me via Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. And you can join the Facebook group, which is, you can join via the link in the profile. In the profile? No, I'm getting very confused with my social media platforms there. Right. Facebook, there's a link in the show notes which you can click and join. You have to answer a couple of questions. Please do answer those questions and then I can let you in. But that's how you can get in touch with me. That's how you can interact with thousands of other listeners of this podcast. And I think that would be splendid, don't you? Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.